Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Samach Tet, Ratap Samach Tet, Amad Aleph. We mentioned an interesting back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva about the limudim of, whether other things aside from Shechita are also Doche Shabbat, or the Korban Pesach. Tanya Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Umali im Dachu Machshiri Mitzvah Shalachar Shechita Et Shabbat. The it avid le mitzvah lo yidchu machshiri mitzvah shlifnei shchita et haShabbat. Now, if we do have instances where isuri derabbanan are pushed off because of the korban Pesach that take place after the korban is brought, like the removal of certain waste after the korban, you know, and the mitzvah is already performed there, and still I'm allowed to do this isuri derabbanan. All the more so if we're talking about an issur derabbanan before the mitzvah in order to execute the mitzvah. All the more so I should be able to. To do that issur, right? Because this is just to prepare. The mitzvah hasn't even happened yet. We're just trying to make sure that it happens. But if after the mitzvah's already taken place, it's much less significant that we should do these issurim afterward. And if I'm allowed afterward, kal v'chomer should be allowed before. Then Rabbi Akiva responds, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Mali im dachu machshire mitzvah shalachar shchita et haShabbat share dachta shchita et haShabbat tomar yidchu machshire mitzvah shlifnei shchita et haShabbat shelo dachu shchita et haShabbat. Rabbi Kiva responds, I would say this, right? Just because we say that Isurei Derabbanan are pushed off for Korban Pesach that happened after the Korban doesn't mean that you can push off the Isurim before the Korban, because once you bring the Korban, what you're saying is that the Korban came and pushed out Shabbat. You know, it pushed away Shabbat. Right, and so it was done rightfully so, and completely completely mutter fashion. The korban was brought, and now that the korban had already overridden Shabbat, I can do certain other things that have to do with the korban. However, the preparatory actions I'm asking to do them, even though Shabbat has not been overridden yet by the korban, right? So that's much less likely that it would be allowed. Davar acher shemi yimza zevach pasul v'nimza mechalat Shabbat l'mafreya. The concern is that if you find that the korban is actually pasul, then you violated Shabbat for no reason, or you violated Shabbat to facilitate bring a pasul korban. But once I know the korban is kosher, then I can do the actions afterward. Well, if that's really a concern of ours, you shouldn't even be allowed to do the shechita. Because, oh, fine, you know, you can do a kosher shechita, right? But if the korban is pasul, then you're going to find out by doing the shechita that you also violated Shabbat and didn't accomplish a mitzvah, so you're mechal Shabbat. Rather, we have to understand that first Rabbi Akiva brought up the thing about you're going to find retroactively you violated Shabbat, and we rejected it in that manner, that the same logic applies to the Shechita, and then he responded with, there's also this further concern of, this other way of proving it, where once Shabbat is already overridden, then we can continue to do things for the sake of the Korban. Heishiv Rabbi Kiva Amar Azah Tochiyach. Tanya, Melinder Braita Amarlo Rabbi Eliezer Akiva Bishrita Heishav Tani. He said, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Kiva, you know, why did you respond to me from Shrita? Right, Shechita is an irrelevant point here. Right, we were talking about Isurei Derabbanan, and then you brought in this point of Shechita. So let's remind ourselves that Rabbi Akiva said, "Well, if Isurei Derabbanan are not allowed for the sake of the mitzvah, then kal v'chomer Isurei Deoraita shouldn't be allowed for the sake of the mitzvah. So really, you shouldn't even be able to do Shechita." That's what Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer. No, obviously Rabbi Akiva knew there was a pasuk that says you're allowed to do Shechita, and that's what he brought it back with. And then he said, fine, yeah, just like there's a pasuk for Shechita, so you got to wonder, where's the pasuk for everything else? And that's how Rabbi Akiva orchestrated his response to Rabbi Eliezer. But first, it almost sounded like he was mocking him. He was like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be allowed to do the Shechita, even though it's a Mefurish pasuk. And Rabbi Eliezer now is clearly showing that he's upset, saying, Rabbi Akiva, what are you bringing in this? Maybe we shouldn't be doing the Shechita thing. You know we should be doing the Shechita. You know it's a Mefurish pasuk. You're just bringing it up to like mock my Shechita. I don't appreciate that. So, he's very angry. He says, "Akiva b'shchita ishavtani b'shchita tehemitato." He says, "You mocked me over my shita with shchita, and so your death should be by shchita." Amar lo, Rebbe, al techbireni b'shata din kach mekubal nimimcha hazah shvuti ve'ena docheta shabbat. Says Rabbi Akiva, don't, just because we're having an argument now, don't get caught up in it and deny the fact that you yourself taught me that the sprinkling of the blood is not allowed on Shabbat, and it doesn't override Shabbat. Well, if that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who taught Rabbi Akiva that the sprinkling does not override Shabbat. You know, why is he arguing with him? Why did he go back on his statement? Amar Ula, Rabbi Eliezer, ki agmare hazod de churuma agmare de churuma gufa lo dachya Shabbat. Right, because where Rabbi Eliezer, said that it was aser was with regard to truma. So if you wanted to eat truma and you had to do a sprinkling of the ashes over a tamei kohen so that he could eat truma, we say you're not allowed to do that sprinkling on Shabbat if the seventh day falls on Shabbat. Right, that's what we're saying here now. He said that where he said that it was usher to do the sprinkling was davka by truma. If you're trying to be metahir a kohen in order to eat truma, however, for korban pesach he wouldn't have said that the truma gufa lo dachir shabbat, because truma itself doesn't override shabbat. You can't take truma on shabbat. So the sprinkling in order to eat the truma shouldn't override shabbat. But the korban pesach should override shabbat. The sprinkling in order to partake in the korban pesach should override shabbat. Rabbi Akiva nami ki otive hazal the truma otive shi mitzvah vihi mishum shvut. Furthermore, Rabbi Akiva was challenging Rabbi Eliezer based on that shita in Truma. And he said that, you know, Hazah for Truma is a mitzvah, and there's an Isser Shavut, and we see that that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbat, that mitzvah don't override Isurei Shavut here. But Rabbi Eliezer thought that Rabbi Akiva was challenging him from the Shita on Pesach, and that's why he became so upset. So Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Akiva, you know, thinking that Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Akiva, that no, really, you can do the Hazah, you can do the sprinkling on Shabbat, thinking that he was talking about Pesach. But so Rabbi Eliezer doesn't contradict himself. He just initially taught it regarding Truma. Rabbi Akiva responded regarding Truma. Rabbi Eliezer thought he was talking about regarding Pesach. And he said, no, Mapitom, it does override. Mati Rabba. But Rabba challenged Ula's understanding that they're really talking about Truma and as opposed to Korban Pesach, two different things. Rabbi Akiva, Amar Hazat, Tamei Me, Tochiach, Shechal Shvi, Shelo, Liyot B'Shabbat, Be'erev Pesach. She mitzvah vi mishum shvut ve'ena dochet shabbat elavada hazad pesach agmarei. Rabbi Akiva responded that the sprinkling of the ashes over someone who is tamei mate, if the seventh day falls on Shabbat, which is erev Pesach, which is a mitzvah to do, and it's aser derabanan to do the sprinkling, it is not dochet shabbat. But you know, he's talking about Erev Pesach. Clearly, he made it very clear to Rabbi Eliezer that he's talking about the Hazah of Pesach, right? Not the Hazah of Truma. What's the relevance of being Erev Pesach? And then now Rabbi has to answer, okay, well, if Rabbi Eliezer Shita, and he was the one who taught Rabbi Akiva that the Hazah was Aser, why did he go back on that Shita? Rabbi Eliezer Gmare it akir le ve'at Rabbi Akiva ad kure gamre. So Rabbi Eliezer forgot his learning. He forgot his Torah towards the end of his life. Rabbi Akiva is coming back to remind him. Then why does Rabbi Akiva just go out and say it straight out? Why does he have to, you know, why is he, you know, bringing in all these Ramazim and, you know, just tell him, Rabbi, you taught me this. Yeah, I know you forgot, but you taught me this. Savar lava orachara. He thought that was disrespectful to say, Rebbe, I know if you forgot your Torah, but trust me, you know, you know, you taught me before and you just forgot. That sounds disrespectful. So he wanted to, you know, have a discourse with him and, you know, bring about the conclusion through logical svaras so that Rabbi Eliezer would be reminded of his din without Rabbi Kiva having to say, you forgot your Torah, trust me. V'azah, my time elo dacha Shabbat. Now, why doesn't the sprinkling docha Shabbat mikdi? So let's see. Meaning, well, what's the problem with it? I guess mikdi til tule ba'almahu titre Shabbat mishum Pesach. Right? You know, maybe it's just a problem of carrying, and there's no malacha involved whatsoever. And so maybe it should be Docha Shabbat in order to accomplish the Korban Pesach. Amar Rabba, Gzeira Shema, Yitlena Vayvirena, Arba Amot, Birshut HaRabim. No, the concern is that you're going to carry it for Amot in the Birshut HaRabim, right? Which is a, which, you know, is a, in Isra Deoraita. So since that, since there's a concern for an Isra Deoraita involved, that's why we're so machmir here. Right, as opposed to just if it was a problem of just carrying it with no Isra Deoraita involved. Rabbi Eliezer ni avrei. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you should be able to carry it. Dahama Rabbi Eliezer machshir mitzvah dochen shabbat, because Rabbi Eliezer says that that things that you need in order to accomplish a mitzvah that you do before in order to accomplish a mitzvah do override shabbat. Amre hani mili hecha de gavra gufe chaze verami chiyuva ale. That's in a case where the mitzvah is fit to be done by the person, and so he is obligated in it. He's fit to do the mitzvah, and therefore he is obligated in the mitzvah. And so you can do these preparatory actions because you're already a bar chiyuva. You're already underneath this the category of chayav. However, here, in the case of when you're Tameh, so you're not fit to do the mitzvah, in which case, before you're Tahor, you're not even fit for it. So in a sense, you're not even a bar chiyuva here, because you're not fit to be able to do it. So the chiyuv doesn't even fall upon you, right? In which case, you're not allowed to do something, you're not allowed to be doche Shabbat, you're not allowed to violate an Isser de Rabbanon in order to make yourself fit to then be obligated. Only once you're obligated, we allow you to violate the Isser de Rabbanon. However, if you're not even fit to do it at this moment, we don't let you violate an Isser de Rabbanon to become fit in order to be chayav. Hamarava, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Katan Bari, Mechamin lo Chamin, Lahavroto, Vilamulo, Mbishabbat, Deha Chazile, Katan Chole. Sorry, Deha Chazile, Katan Chole, Ein Mechamin lo Chamin, Deha lo Chazile. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if an infant who is healthy, and fit to be circumcised, you're allowed to heat water up for him on Shabbat in order to strengthen him, right? Because he is fit for the Mila itself, in which case the Mila is already a chiyuv. And so you're allowed to violate Nisr Derabanan in order to do what he needs to do for the Mila, because he's fit for it. He's already under the chiyuv. However, if the katan is sick, you're not allowed to heat up water in order to strengthen him, hoping that if you strengthen him, that he'll be ready for the Mila, because right now he's sick and he's not ready for the Mila, in which case he's not under the chiyuv of the Mila, and so you're violating an Nisr Derabanan for someone who's not under the chiyuv. Amar Rava, the e barihu lamali chavin lavroto. So Rava says, well, if he's so healthy, why do you need to heat up the water for him? Ela amar Rava hakol choli netzal mila. Rather, Rava says, really, everyone with regard to Brit Mila is in a sense considered sick, because it's just not an easy thing to make it through. Echad katan bari v'chad katan chole, en chamin lo chamin lavroto v'lmulo b'shabbat dehalo chazi. Right, and so therefore, when it comes to a healthy minor and a sick minor, you're not allowed to heat up water for either one of them, because neither of them are considered fit in this regard, because they're all considered sick when it comes to the Brit Mila. And if they were so healthy and ready for the Brit Mila, they wouldn't need the hot water anyway. Etivei challenge is Arel Shelo Mal Anosh Kare, right? In Arel, who does not perform, meaning someone who's uncircumcised, and he doesn't get circumcised in order to bring a Korban Pesach, is chayv kare for not bringing the korban pesach. Did we realize that's for real shita? V'ha hacha de gavra gufe lo chaze v'katani yanush kare amar rami chiyuvele. But this person who does not have a brit milah is clearly not fit to bring the korban pesach. And yet you're saying it's chayv karet for not bringing the Korban Pesach, but he's not fit to bring the Korban Pesach. What's he doing wrong? He's not violating any chiyuv. Ah, no, if you want to say what he was doing wrong was not having a circumcision, we'll talk about that a different time. But right now, what we're saying you're doing wrong, what he's doing wrong is he's not bringing a Korban Pesach. But he's not chayv to bring a Korban Pesach because he's not fit to bring a Korban Pesach. Rather, it must be that even if you're not fit, you're still underneath the chiyuv. So we can reject that whole premise. Amar Rabba, Kasama Rabbi Eliezer, En Shochtin Vizorkin, Al Tameh Sheretz. So now Rav is going to try to defend the Svara and say that, no, we really don't see him as a Bar Chiyuva in a sense. And he differentiates between someone who is not circumcised as opposed to someone who is Tameh. So they're in different categories, right? So Rav says that Rabbi Lezer holds that that you don't slaughter the Korban or do the Zerika for someone who's Tameh Sheretz, even though he could be pure by the evening and partake in the Korban Pesach. Rather, he has to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. And anyone who, if they were pushed off to Pesach Sheni b'chidut as an individual, if the entire congregation were that way, then they would just do it in a tamei state. V'chol milta de ita b'tzibor ita b'yachid. V'chol milta de leita b'tzibor leita b'yachid. And anything that is incumbent upon the tzibor, the congregation, to do, then it's incumbent upon the individual to do. And anything that's not incumbent upon the congregation to do is not incumbent upon the individual to do. Arelut the I kule tzibur arelim ninu amrinan lehu kumu mehulu nafshaychu v'avdi pischa. The entire congregation was uncircumcised. We would say to them, go circumcise yourself and then bring the Korban Pesach. Yachid nami amrin adlai. So also for a yachid, we say go circumcise yourself and then bring the Korban Pesach. Kum mehul v'avdi pischa. D'ilo mahil v'avid anish karet. And if he didn't circumcise himself and he brings the offering, then he's a chayav karet. Tuma, however, when it comes to tuma, it's fundamentally different. D'i kule tzibura tmei ninu, because if everyone were tame, lo madina nalaihu. Right? We don't do the sprinkling in order to metaher them. Elav the bituma. So as yachid nami pater. Rather, we have them, the entire tzibor, bring in the state of tuma. So an individual is also pater from doing so. So you can't bring me a proof from someone who is not circumcised that is chayev karet, right? Because circumcision is a different case. Because even if the entire congregation weren't circumcised, we'd tell them all to get circumcised. However, when it comes to someone who's tamei, an individual who's tameh, well, we just push them off. In which case, we see them as unfit to do the korban, and therefore they're considered to a certain degree as not underneath the chiyuv right now. Amar le Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua le Rava v'hare Pesach Sheni delay to b'tzibor v'ita b'yachid. Oh, but wait one second. You just said that anything that is incumbent upon the tzibor is incumbent upon the individual, but there is Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni is an obligation on the individual. It's not an obligation on the tzibur. There's no tzibur Pesach Sheni. Amar le shani hatam deha avad le tzibura barishon. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's not relevant to the tzibur because the tzibur already accomplished their obligation in on Pesach Rishon. Meitive, we can challenge it from the following place. Yachol lo ye anush karet ela shaya tahor v'shelo haya b'derech rechoka arel v'tamei sheretz v'sharkot mei minayin tamad lomar v'ha'ish. Could be that you're not chayev karet for not bringing the Korban Pesach unless you were tahor and you didn't bring it, and you were not far away and you still didn't bring it. Right? Meaning, we know that it was taught explicitly by Korban Pesach is that someone who's Tameh and someone who is far away can bring a Pesach Sheni. Meaning if you weren't Tameh and you weren't far away, you can't. If you weren't Tameh, then you're Chayav Karet for not bringing it. However, what if you're an Arel? Right? What if you're not circumcised? Are you also under the category of someone who, if they don't bring it, they are going to be Chayav Karet v'Tameh Sheretz, right? And what about Tumat Sheretz? Which is not a severe type of tuma because we only taught by tumat meit v'sharkot meim and all other types of tuma for that matter because they're not tumat meit Are also they, if they didn't bring the Korban Pesach, they'd be Chayav Karet? Yeah. And how do we know that? Talmud Lomar v'ha'ish. Because it says a man. Meaning any man in any place, they're always going to be Chayav Karet if they didn't bring it. They could have. Minikah mahader atame sheret kasavar en shochtin v'zorkin atame sheret. Di shochtin v'zorkin atame sheret lamale la durele. Clearly, we see that we do not, that we don't slaughter the Korban Pesach, nor do we do the sprinkling of the ashes for someone who's Tamei Sheretz. Why? Because if you would do that, then he'd essentially be Tahor by the evening, in which case he'd fall under the category of Tahor. And yet, you taught Tamei Sheretz separately. Meaning, we know that if you're Tahor and you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you're Chayav Karet. And we asked, well, what about a Tamei Sheretz? Well, Tamei Sheretz is Tahor if we are allowed to do the sprinkling for him. Must be that we don't do the sprinkling for him, still considered Tamei, and that's why we needed a different source. So what we can see by a Tamei Sheretz is that if a Tamei Sheretz doesn't purify himself, so then he's Chayav Karet. He has to purify himself in order to bring the Korban Pesach. If he doesn't do so, then he's Chayav Karet. And yet, when he's Tamei Sheretz, we don't let him bring it on Pesach Rishon. He only brings it on Pesach Sheni. In which case, here we have an instance where someone is Tamei and is not going to be Tahor. And if he doesn't bring the Korban, he would be Chayav Karet. In which case, it's clear that you can be Chayav Karet for not bringing it, even if you are not fit to bring it. Must be that we do consider Tuma as someone who is under the category of the Chiyuv. Alma avalgav de lochazi chayuva alev avalgav de leite betzibor itabiyachid. So we can conclude from this that even if you're not fit to bring the korban, still you're considered to be a bar chayuva. And furthermore, even though there's no obligation for the tzibor to purify themselves, still we say there's an obligation for the individual to purify himself. Ela amarava kasavar Rabbi Eliezer shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz v'uadin l'tamei me mishvi'i shelo. So Rava goes back to the drawing board, as we just rejected the last svara conclusively, and it says like this. Rather, this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Kasavar Rabbi Eliezer shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. We do slaughter the Korban Pesach and throw its blood in order, for someone who is tamei sheretz. And then this is the din as well by someone who's tumat mate on his seventh day. We would do it for him as well. However, hazal lamai lachila. But the sprinkling of the ashes on the person, what is that for? What are we trying to accomplish by that? Just the achila. I mean, he just can't eat it until that happens, right? That's not to say that he's totally unfit for the korban. He can still bring the korban. He's just not allowed to eat it until the hazah. V'achila ma'akva, and achila is not a ma'akev part of the korban pesach. Interestingly enough, right? You have to bring the korban pesach. You have to be a part of the korban pesach. However, if you didn't end up eating anything, you were totally fit to bring it. And then that night, you just got a terrible stomach virus, and you couldn't eat anything. You're not chayav karet. The eating is actually not ma'akev. You just have to bring it with the intention to eat it, right? Or you have to, you have to be able to. You have to be in a state that you're allowed to bring it. So the reason we don't do the hazah is not because he's not fit for it. The reason we don't do the hazah because the hazah is just to permit a non-ma'akev part of the korban. That's why it's not doche shabbat. Amar le'ravada bar aba le'rava im ken nimza pesach nishcha shelo lo'achlav. One second, isn't that just slaughtering the korban pesach for someone who's not eating it? How to do that? Amar le shelo lo'achlav. Slaughtering a korban for someone who is not going to eat it is talking about an old person who can't partake in it or a sick person who can't partake in it because they're not fit. This person is fit. He just can't eat it, right? So he's under the category, and then so you slaughtered it properly, you just can't actually go ahead and eat it. There's a difference between someone who is fit for the korban but can't eat it, and someone who's just fundamentally not fit for the korban. Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Alach Rabbi Kiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, that anything that can be done before Shabbat cannot be done on Shabbat, meaning anything that could have been done before Shabbat is not doche and iser on Shabbat. Utnan nami gabe mila ki hai gavna. The same thing was taught regarding a brit mila. Anything that you could have done in preparation with Bar Mila before Shabbat, you can't do on Shabbat. So the Brit Mila couldn't have been done before Shabbat, because that wouldn't have been the eighth day. Shabbat was the eighth day. So that's why you're allowed to, do that on Shabbat. But the Machshirei Mitzvah, you can't do. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, Alach Zalach Rabbi Akiva. Utricha, you need to teach me both of those things, both Korban Pesach and Brit Mila. Not the same thing. Diyesh Mein and Gavi Pesach, if you just would have taught regarding Pesach, that if it's Doche, if you could have done a Meir of Pesach, you can't do it on Pesach. Or rather, if you could have done it Meir of Shabbat, you can't do the Korban Pesach on Shabbat. You only taught me that by Pesach. I would have said like this. Right, Brit Mila had this unique component where 13 covenants were made through a Brit Mila. In which case, okay, so I understand why Korban Pesach is not going to be Doche Shabbat if you could have done it before Shabbat. However, Brit Mila, you just got to do that anyway. That's very significant. Brit Mila would be Doche Shabbat even if you could have done it before Shabbat. V'yesh Ma'inan Mila, meaning the Machshirei Mitzvah, the preparatory elements of the Mitzvah. V'yesh Ma'inan Mila, Hatam Hu Machshirei Mitzvah Lo Dach Shabbat Aval Pesach De'ika Karet Emalitchit. And if I just would have taught you by Brit Mila, if I just would have taught you Pesach, he would say, yeah, it makes sense, but Pesach is allowed to be Doche Shabbat, even if you could have done a Me'erev Shabbat, because you're going to get karet if you don't bring the Korban Pesach. You're not going to get karet if you don't do the Brit Mila on that day. Tzricha. So therefore, it is necessary. In fact, if you're the father, you don't get karet at all, right? It's only the son. So there is no karet punishment for you, in which case, maybe you would say that, okay, Pesach makes sense why we're so machmir, but not for Brit Mila. For Brit Mila, if you could have done it before Shabbat and you didn't, then we don't let you do it now. Tzricha. And that is why it was necessary to teach both of those cases that we passed on like Rabbi Akiva. And we just reached the mission at the bottom of the page, so we'll stop here.